Agrégation interne d'anglais, épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
We are going to be talking about that right now, though. The country's first internet-connected road. Where, what, Rory?
It's the A14, right? It's between Felixstowe and Cambridge. It's 70 miles long, and it's the first smart road in Britain. We've all heard about the information superhighway, but this is an actual highway.
Oh, very good.
and it's not actually that super. but basically, it's going to be hooked up to the internet courtesy of BT and a Cambridge technology company called Newell. And what does that mean? Well, it kind of means they're going to fit a bunch of sensors along the length of the road. And that opens up avenues, no pun intended, to make it the smartest, most futuristic road in the UK. And that provides a bunch of possibilities. And
I'll like what?
Well, first of all, it could help reduce traffic, right? So if it's able to talk to the cars that are on the road, if the cars are fitted with communication devices, a computer on board, they can then monitor how many cars are on the road in one particular section. If one bit of the road is very congested, it can then send a message to the cars that are following a few miles back and say, hey, slow down. I'm going to set the speed limit on the road to, say, 50 miles an hour instead of 70.
They're getting a bit ahead of themselves, though, aren't they? None of the cars have got that kind of stuff. What's the point of making the road like that if the cars can't, you know, operate in the same way?
Well, it's the first step. It's got to be done. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a chicken and egg thing, Chris. So what happens is you have to have the car-to-infrastructure communication, which will then facilitate car-to-car communication, which is what we're heading towards in the long term. And it's a massive safety improvement. What's going to happen is cars are going to be able to talk to the road, talk to traffic lights, talk to speed cameras that are up ahead, and basically make things safer. For example, there was a case recently where there was a heavy fog on the road, and everyone's speed towards through this heavy fog, and a massive accident occurred, and people just kept on piling into the back of each other. But with this road, what could happen is that the road could send a message to the cars behind it saying, you can't see what's up ahead, but there's a massive pileup, slow down. And in the future, they could then take it a step further and install a way of making the cars controllable via the roads.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
We are going to be talking about that right now, though. The country's first internet-connected road. Where, what, Rory?
It's the A14, right? It's between Felixstowe and Cambridge. It's 70 miles long, and it's the first smart road in Britain. We've all heard about the information superhighway. But this is an actual highway.
Oh, very good.
and it's not actually that super. but basically, it's going to be hooked up to the internet courtesy of BT and a Cambridge technology company called Newell. And what does that mean? Well, it kind of means they're going to fit a bunch of sensors along the length of the road. That opens up avenues, no pun intended, to make it the smartest, most futuristic road in the UK. And that provides a bunch of possibilities. And
like what?
Well, first of all, it could help reduce traffic, right? So if it's able to talk to the cars that are on the road, if the cars are fitted with communication devices, a computer on board, they can then monitor how many cars are on the road in one particular intersection. If one bit of the road is very congested, it can then send a message to the cars that are following a few miles back and say, hey, slow down. I'm going to set the speed limit on the road to, say, 50 miles an hour instead of 70.
Well, they're getting a bit ahead of themselves, though, aren't they? None of the cars have got that kind of stuff. What's the point in making the road like that if the cars can't, you know, operate in the same way?
Well, it's the first step. It's got to be done. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a chicken and egg thing, Chris. So what happens is you have to have the car-to-infrastructure communication, which will then facilitate car-to-car communication, which is what we're heading towards in the long term. And it's a massive safety improvement. What's going to happen is cars are going to be able to talk to the road, talk to traffic lights, talk to speed cameras that are up ahead, and basically make things safer. For example, there was a case recently where there was a heavy fog on the road, and everyone's speeding through this heavy fog, and a massive accident occurred, and people just kept on piling into the back of each other. But with this road, what could happen is that the road could send a message to the cars behind it saying, you can't see what's up ahead, but there's a massive pileup, slow down. And in the future, they could then take it a step further and install a way of making the cars controllable via the roads.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.